Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
You bet.
Yeah. You know, it's your connection sounds a little different today.
Well, is it any better? I just twist gears, but I don't know what that would do to change it.
Well, you know, normally you're crystal clear, and I'm wondering, are you using a different phone in a different location?
No. Same old desk phone.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay. All right. Maybe you could get a little closer. That would probably help a little bit.
I mean, my mouse is, I would say, a half inch from the phone. I don't want to kiss
could you
every time I open my mouth.
Yeah. What we can do after this segment, maybe we can reconnect and see if we get a better connection. So, class, if you'd like to call in and talk to Dr. Norm Sheely, medical doctor, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Call screen is up, and it's available. You'll be talking to Jason. Let him know that you're calling for USA Prepares and Dr. Norm Sheely, and he'll put you on the call screen that lets me know you're here, and I can press the button that says AIR, A-I-R, and that'll put you right on the air. So, Dr. Sheely, I was thinking about a whole bunch of things. One of them is cravings. And I remember when mothers were of children bearing age and they'd have their, you know, they not quite delivered their baby. Let's say a month or two or three or four prior to delivery, they would have cravings. And I would hear stories about pickles and ice cream and you know, the mothers would want certain foods. And nothing else would do. And there are no substitutes, and there are cravings. And is that the body telling mom, mother-to-be, that she is deficient in certain things or needs to have a boost in certain things? Or is it just psychosomatic?
I think it's probably not a deficiency. I think it's the rushing hormone in general, you know?
Mm.
Lots of progesterone and estrogen, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've heard it as well.
Yes, and it was pervasive among. It seemed like every pregnant mother had these cravings without exception. That's how I remember it. Is that about right, or was it more of an anomaly than that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something that you would like to share with us that is at the top of your agenda?
Well, maybe we're in the process. I'm just about to get a grant to start a nonprofit organization, the American Holistic Medicine Association. You know, when I founded American Holistic Medical Association, it was for holism. Unfortunately, from the beginning, the establishment did everything in their power to get rid of the word holistic. They started calling it alternative, complementary, and finally integrative. And that's the greatest BS in the history of the world. Integrative is a scam most of the time. So we are starting the American Holistic Medical Association. will be open to all licensed health professionals, not just physicians, not just MDs, but DOs, chiropractors, licensed osteopaths, licensed homeopaths, and nurses and physical therapists, etc.
Wow, and so this will be an association with some force behind it that can make statements and move forth an agenda. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. We want to emphasize that the code of life is spirit, soul, mind, and body, instead of putting body at the beginning, and that the only answer is truly holism. So I just finished polishing our first 10 commandments for the 10 commandments of holistic medicine.
Is that something that you would like to share with us, Dr. Shilley, what those 10 commandments are?
Well, if you're interested, I can open my... I want to get them accurate since I just created it this morning, but I think I've got it right here. It is... come on, open this testimony. Okay. In the beginning, there was the word, we are spirit, having a soul experienced with a mind and body. Keep it silly simple, KISS. How we organize life energy is a result of every thought is a prayer. Lifestyle requires essential health habits. Every action has potential for positive effects. Think and create only positive. We are made in the image of God. Create a holy life. Be aware of the outcome of all your thoughts and actions. Be here now. Live your holy life in the present. Detach from those things you cannot change. Do not wallow in negativity. Choose only positive. Live the golden rule. Do unto others as you would only to yourself. And be one with nature. The greatest magnificence of the universe is the earth, and everything on the earth is holy.
If I had to summarize what you just said, that would be Dr. Shilley in a nutshell. That would be
that would be holistic medicine in a nutshell. Yes.
Well, yeah, but I think it's even bigger than that. As I know Dr. Shilley, you know, be one with nature, okay? That means, to me, don't destroy nature. Stop dumping plastic everywhere, out the window. Stop throwing cigarette butts out the window. Stop with these little beads in the toothpaste that small, very tiny animals think are bits of food. And then we end up eating these Crest little balls of plastic that children think are just wonderful because, you know, look at these little balls of plastic in the toothpaste. And, I mean, that's just one tiny, tiny, tiny example. And then look at
totally
nuclear power.
Agree. Obviously, yeah. To me, just looking at nature, the breadth of nature, is the most magnificent thing. I mean, the universe itself is magnificent, of course. But here on Earth, nature is, to me, truly holy.
You know, I was doing a little bit of study about plastic, not as in-depth as I planned to go with it, but plastic is man-made. A guy named Baker Lund, around 1900, a little after 1900, I believe, came up with the first man-made plastic, and it was called Bakelite. Then it was called plastic after, I believe, a Greek word that's sort of like plastic. And it's everywhere, and we can't live without it. For example, without plastic, there's no insulation on wires. Without plastic, there's no communications whatsoever. There's no computers. We can't even seem to cook without plastic, because the ingredients that we cook with, if you buy them at the store, come in plastic or has some kind of plastic. And because plastic is man-made, nature doesn't know how to dissolve it, if you will. It lasts for about 450 years before it degrades. So being one with nature, we're going to have to get rid of plastic. And I'm all in favor of it because it's a big problem. And it's such a valuable material, but it's inexpensive. So we just throw it away. And it has the potential to kill us because we're drowning in it.
And some of the animals in the sea.
Right. Because, well, they say, the study that I was following said by, I believe, 2050, which isn't too far away, you know, less than 30 years away, right? There will be as many pieces of plastic in the oceans, plural oceans, as there are fish.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that is sad, sad, sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
holy.
Here's something that I learned in Chemistry 101 at the university in the very early 1970s, Dr. Shealy. And this bears thinking about, talking about. So I was told that in Chemistry 101, the professor was it was a large classroom, like 550 people. It was a theater.
Wow.
Chemistry. Oh, yeah. And the way you would see the professor is you'd kind of look up a sloped floor theater. You'd look up at a television screen, a real big television screen there hanging from the ceiling all over this classroom. Because you couldn't see you're so far away from the professor, you couldn't see it. So he held up this jar, and he said, this is a quart jar, like a mason jar. And he said, this has red dye in it. And he said, if we pour this jar of red dye in the ocean, and we stir the ocean around, and all the oceans are interconnected, every ocean, every salt water body is connected to all the others. We stir it around and mix it uniformly. And we take this other jar, this empty quart jar, same size, and we scoop out some water from the ocean, anywhere in any ocean, top, bottom, left, right, anywhere, Verrazano, Narrows, Trench, all, anywhere we want, we will get at least one atom of red dye. So, I think about that when we think about Fukushima and how we're dumping millions and millions and millions of gallons of radioactive waste into the ocean. And Japan says, we don't have any more room to store it, so we're just going to dump it in the ocean. And they've been dumping it in the ocean since the first catastrophic event at Fukushima. We've been dumping radioactivity. We've been dumping plastic. We've been dumping dioxins. Every product we make, even little bits of tires, as you know, you start out with a brand new set of tires on your vehicle, and you drive around for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 miles, and you go, boy, they're bald. Well, where'd the rubber go that used to be on the tires? Well, it went into the air, and we're breathing it. And we think this is all, we don't think that. We're inhaling tires, and we're inhaling the gasoline and diesel. We're killing ourselves. So, all getting back to your last point, number 10, your commandments, be one with nature. And we absolutely are not, for the most part.
Well, that is absolutely true. There's no question that pollution in general, and that covers a wide variety of things, of course, even electromagnetic pollution.
Mm-hmm.
But I would guess that nuclear is the most dangerous of all, and right after that might be plastic, but of course the air is filled with all kinds of other junk as well, and of course then the stupid cities just put fluoride in the water.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormSheely.com. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor, and he has multiple PhDs, three of them. He's written roughly 40 books, and we've been talking about his new adventure, the American Holistic Medi-Cal Association. We've been talking about the 10 points, the 10 commandments, and I think they're absolutely right on the money. We have Joey in Michigan. Welcome, Joey.
Good morning, guys. Norm, the question I have is about your scalar machine. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
The question I have is about your scalar machine, how it works, what it does.
Well, scalar is focused energy from space.
Okay.
All empty space, supposedly, is filled with something called scalar energy. According to quantum physics, in empty space, the size of a helium molecule is enough energy to boil the ocean. So we created this and found that what it does, when you're exposed to it, it lowers free radicals significantly, quite a minimum of 50%, just for being exposed to it an hour a day. Now you can be exposed to it many more hours. We haven't checked it. If you're exposed to it 8 hours, it does do an even better job. But free radicals are the breakdown of your cells dying. And all of us have those happening, you know, because our cells replace themselves all the time. But the most important thing we've discovered is it reduces free radicals by 50%. And that's what we use it for.
Can you use it too much, or you don't know that?
Well, I sit with it here in the office. I get at least 5 hours while I'm sitting at my desk at the office, and I sleep with one on my across the top of my bed for 8 hours at night. So I'm getting at least 13 hours a day. If I haven't seen any negative effects.
And you enhance that with the sapphire, and I think you said the sapphire is green, but there are other color sapphires, true or false?
Well, actually, the sapphire is purple, but it magnifies electromagnetic energy. That's why we put it over the scalar output. In other words, we know the quartz crystal magnifies electromagnetic energy, but sapphire magnifies it even more than quartz crystal. So we just did it to magnify the energy coming out of the device.
So if you were to sleep with that device and you added the PEMF device you have, that should have it should enhance it and make it better?
Absolutely, no question about it. Actually, for sleep, on the PEMF device, I usually put it on delta frequency. You know, the first frequency when you turn it on is the general sweep from 5.83 to 56.81. And the next sweep is the high gamma frequency. But the third you get delta. And delta is best for sleep and relaxation. And also good for pain.
You also what?
Delta is excellent for pain. In other words, it's even better than the general sweep for pain relief.
Is there any supplements you want to take prior to going to sleep that would, whether it's potassium, magnesium, calcium, is there anything, rub the magnesium lotion on you, is there anything you'd want to enhance that with, or it doesn't matter?
I don't think it matters, obviously. Obviously, if you, magnesium lotion is good for over 350 different enzymes in the body. And but other than that, I think it's going to do its job.
All right. I was curious because I've been looking at that on your page, and I'm trying to figure out how it works. And I know when I talk to Lou, he says he'll run it at night for scalar and the PEMF, but I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if there were any supplements to take with it or, you know, probably you'd want to hydrate just enough so you don't have to wake up and pee all night. But
right. Well, I don't take anything extra bedtime. I just go to sleep, and I do almost every night. I just put the coil, I just lay it up on my chest.
All right, well, that answered my question. I appreciate your help. Thank you. Be safe.
Yeah, and the scalar's going on all day now and all night, but I'm getting it during the night at least.
Joey, do you want to hold through?
Yeah, go ahead.
Looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was announced out of South Africa on Friday, many leaders around the world are considering lockdown modes again, a one-size-fits-all response to something that affects all people differently. NIH doctor Francis Collins on CNN says we don't know the science behind Omicron in just 3 days.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS News says he is science and knows best for all Americans.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A bipartisan group of House of Representatives arrived in Taiwan Thursday night for meetings with senior leaders, including President Tsai Ing-wen, in a showing that the United States is behind an independent Taiwan. The delegation includes reps from Michigan, two from California, Texas, and South Carolina. Journalist Gordon Chang on Newsmax says how the White House responds is paramount to what will happen in Taiwan.
We talk about strategic ambiguity or strategic clarity, the two poles, but what's happening right now is we've got a policy which isn't ambiguous, not clear as well, but the point is we're moving toward the strategic clarity end of the spectrum. That's a very good thing. That means Beijing will know what we want to do, and we have seen this throughout not only this administration, but also the Trump administration. We see the United States moving much closer to a defense of Taiwan. And if we make a clear commitment to defend Taiwan, if we offer a mutual defense treaty to Taiwan, there will be no war because China will be deterred. There will be war if we are unclear, and that's my great concern, because although Biden himself has expressed some pretty good sentiments on Taiwan, his administration have walked them back, and Beijing has seen the disarray in the White House and in the Pentagon. They don't respect Biden generally after Afghanistan, so Taiwan becomes the test of credibility of the U.S., and right now we are seeing Beijing almost daily testing the Biden administration over the island republic.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Sheila's with us, and Joey's with us. And if you'd like to be with us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Joey, you brought up a really interesting point, and I had it on my list of questions for Dr. Shuley as well, and that was hydration. when using the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device as well as with the scalar device. Because I know that for me personally, if I'm dehydrated, I'm not running at full tilt. I absolutely am not. And I know that if I'm I can develop an irregular heartbeat if I'm severely dehydrated. And so you would think that intuitively that hydration is really important, which is what you were and Dr. Shealy were talking about. That was one of the points. And Dr. Shealy, correct me if I say anything that's incorrect. The next thing I was thinking about is, okay, so we've got the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device. We've got the scalar energy device, and I have both of them in the studio right now. And a negative ion generator as well in the studio. Dr. Shealy, what about all three of them running simultaneously? Because that's what I do. I can't use the PEMF device because you would hear this, you know, sound in the microphone. But other than that, you know, at night and during the day, I use the PEMF device. But other than that, scalar energy and the negative ion generator running, and I try to be hydrated all the time. Your comments, please.
Well, I think that's fine. Now, for instance, I don't think I'm ever dehydrated except unless I was working outside too long. Yesterday, for some odd reason, late in the afternoon, I was extremely thirsty. I drank three extra glasses of water. But even then, I must have been dehydrated because I didn't have to get up at night.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Lately, this is a kind of a recent phenomenon that I'm working outside, you know, on the farm, and I'm away from water. Now, normally I'd go into the farmhouse, grab some water, and you know, grab something to eat, go back out to work. But lately, I've been so busy, you know, I forget to drink for hours and hours, and that's when I noticed it. And I think that's what you're talking about happened to you.
Yeah. At any rate, you need half of your body weight in pounds in ounces of water. That's an average. But obviously, if you sweat a lot, you could use and need more. And by the way, coffee, tea, and juice do not count.
Okay, so if I were to substitute 8 ounces of coffee for 8 ounces of water, that 8 ounces of coffee don't count in the half of my body weight in ounces of water, right?
Exactly, it has to be water.
Okay, and so if I were to just so the class can understand this, so let's say I make regular strength coffee, whatever that is, and I say, you know what, I'm only going to make half strength coffee. So if I were to have a half-strength coffee, would that count for...
Half of it is water.
Half of it would be water?
You could count your intake of half of that as water, but not the whole thing.
Okay. So when I make tea, I will take one of those bun commercial glass spherical-type carafes. And I'll put one tea bag in it, one green tea bag in there for roughly 10 cups of water. Now, would that be what you would consider one cup of tea because one tea bag is in for 10 cups of water?
Would that be nine cups? That would be 90% water.
Okay. Okay. Because that's what I do. And that's the only way I make tea. One tea bag in 10 cups of water. Joey, any comments?
I do not so much about that, but what I forgot to ask, Norm, was about psoriasis. Will the scalar or PEMF or both have an effect? Because the psoriasis are kind of like an inflammation of the interior cells of your body. I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe Norm.
Well, I have no studies on psoriasis, but the inflammatory process in other ways certainly is decreased by the scalar, but more by the temperature device.
And the psoriasis are a form of inflammation, yes or no?
Yes, but it's an autoimmune disease. There's a difference between the numerous autoimmune diseases like psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, etc., and other, let's the less significant immune disorders.
I have a cousin that has that pretty bad, and we could never figure it out. I know me, him, and Miles would talk about it. And when he was younger, he used to weld a lot with a three-phase welder and an old welder from the 50s. And we were coming up with the conclusion that possibly, and he also got hit by lightning when he was young about 40 years ago. And we were wondering,
that could aggravate psoriasis for sure. I don't know about the welding, but certainly being hit by lightning is going to damage a whole bunch of things.
Is there anything he could take to kind of, you're not going to, maybe neutralize the extent of the damage, or not necessarily?
The two things that I know primarily would be glutathione and beta-glucan.
What is the beta-glucan?
Beta-glucan is an immune enhancer. I get it from a company called Now NOW. Yep. And two capsules is 500 milligrams. You can take up to four a day safely. It does quiet an excess immune system. It can't hurt anything.
And the beta-glucan is different from the glutathione
is a natural regulator, if you will, of all kinds of things in the body, but especially the immune system.
But when you take MSM and vitamin C, you create a glutathione, true or false?
Yes.
So how much glutathione does a person normally need? And then would you, it's 500 or?
About, yeah, I think 500 or 600 a day, milligrams.
Of each one of those?
Yep.
Okay.
The beta-glucan needs to take up to a gram.
Oh, okay. Tell me what DMSO is.
Well, DMSO is good, but your FDA has banned it for all kinds of things. They allow you to irrigate the bladder with it, but they don't want you to use it on the skin. Typical Federal Health Administration.
When you say to irrigate the bladder, they would come with a tube from the outside in and pump the DMSO in the bladder?
Yep.
And the purpose of that would
be? The stupid FDA.
And what would you want to do that for? To kill somebody, or did it really benefit somebody?
No. It's a very serious immune dysfunction in the bladder itself. It's a rare case, but, you know, it's, could be life-saving almost.
Oh, really? Okay. I never heard of such an experiment like that. You know, I had an experience the other day. I come home. I have a rambunctious little goat that gets out of his pen. So I open my door. I'm reaching for something, and the goat sticks his head under the door. He reaches up. Next thing I know, he's in the front seat of my truck. And I grab him by the horns. I pull him out. And as I pulled him out, the back of him hit me in the back of the knee, and it just about knocked me to the ground. And I'm like, wow, I hope I didn't do real damage. And it felt like when I used to go skiing and I wiped out and I twisted my knee. So I sprayed with DMSO all around that knee. Then I put the magnesium lotion on top of it. And then I did it again, and I think I did too much because the skin got really red, like I almost mild burn. But
yeah, I think the DMSO plus the lotion might be too much.
Well, I glued it down to, like, one part DMSO, two parts water when I'm spraying it, and it still was a little intense. But is there anything else I could have put on there? Because the next day I didn't think I could walk, and I did walk. And then that
I would have slept with a PIMP device around my knee or my lower thigh.
Norm, it's funny you said that, because when I woke up that morning, like at 5, I took that thing and I slipped it over my ankle and put it right on my knee. And then later in the day, about after 5 o'clock that day, it started to really feel, you know, and yesterday I was able to do quite a bit of outdoor activity, up and down ladders, climbing on machines. And I would definitely say the PEMF made the biggest difference you know, and I know the DMSO, when I've had bruises, it really helps flush that out, and it takes, because if you get a good bruise, it hits hard, right? Like a knot. But the
right.
DMSO kind of flushes that out. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And anything else, you know, other than your vitamin C and your basic stuff that you would want to take when you have a bruise, when you're encompassing it with the DMSO?
The stimp is ideal.
That would be the best, okay. Well, good thing you had me stay on, Vince, because I forgot to ask those two questions, and those are great answers, and I really appreciate, Norm. Norm, I want to thank you for all your generosity and sharing a lifetime of your learning. You know, your birthday is going to be, what, 88 or 89 this year?
it's Saturday.
That's good. You just had a birthday?
It's coming Saturday, yes.
Oh, okay. And how old are you going to be?
89.
Wow. You know, just a lifetime of acknowledgments and... You know, nobody does that. Nobody wants to share. They'd rather take it with them when they leave. Ha-ha, it's mine. And you are so generous. Well, you're so generous every Monday on Vince's show. I mean, I've been wanting to call for 3 weeks, and Sheban was on, so he won't answer the phone, he says, because you don't have the kill button. And then last week, you guys had everybody else, and I've been wanting to ask this because, you know, hopefully we'll be here for another 10 or 20 years so you can keep us all up and running, but... You know, life is interesting and things change even when you don't know they are. And, you know, people don't realize who you are, what you are. You know, I tell everybody, you want to know who Norm is, go look him up on YouTube. There's like 3,000 videos.
Well, you know, thank you. But, you know, the purpose in life is to help people. That's all it is, no matter what you do. Whether you made this phone or made this computer sitting in front of me, my purpose in life is to help people with their health, period. That's all.
Like Vince would say, the people that are on his show, they don't get paid to be on the show. When I used to, and I have a lot of things I could do, and, you know, I would do stuff because someone would ask me to and or because it might help somebody else, and it's important that you can help where you can and keep moving forward. And I appreciate your generosity every Monday, and a happy birthday on Saturday, because, you know, it's a lifetime of accomplishments. You guys be safe. Thank you.
Joey, if you've got a few more minutes, there are a couple of things I'd like to cover with you, because there's some things that you mentioned that we could flesh out with Dr. Shealy. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shearer is with us, and Joey called in from Michigan. And, Joey, I believe you mentioned a few things that I'd like to get some comments or clarify. So you mentioned a welder, a three-phase welder, which is a high-current welder. And we're talking about an arc welder class. And an arc welder uses transformers to change the voltage of the welding arc, if you will, where the two electrodes come together with heavy cables. There is an arc, and it gets so hot that it will melt steel. Okay, so we're talking about a three-phase welder and an arc welder, and there is a massive, massive electromagnetic field around this arc welder, which, if unless you have 300-foot cables, you're in this field as a welder. And no one welds with 300-foot cables except maybe under the ocean, you know, from fixing the hull of a ship. Other than that, you know, you're using maybe a 25, 30-foot cable or even less. Dr. Shealy, this massive electromagnetic field is in the 60-cycle range because it uses the grid to power these welders most of the time. Now, some of them are powered by generators, but it's 60 cycles. Would this massive electromagnetic field that Joey broached the subject on, could this affect the body permanently? And I think that was one of Joey's questions.
Oh,
is that right, Joey?
No question. No question about it. I mean, 60 cycles is, well, it may be better than 50 cycles, but it's not an ideal frequency for the human body.
Okay.
Is there any way to alleviate the damage or not?
Again, I don't know except a totally healthy, holistic lifestyle. No stress whatsoever. Doing autogenic training every day. Taking all kinds of vitamin C and B and D, etc.
He takes the supplements. I encouraged him. I said, you should go see Norm. And between Norm and... What's the other guy's name? Sergey?
JK. Oh, by the way, he's about to change to his middle name. I don't know why. His middle name is Leo. And he's going, I teased him about it once when I found out about it. And now he's begging. You're changing his calling name. It's Leo.
But I told him, I says, you know, Norm's getting to be, he's having a birthday. And I says, and you know what? You are never going to find a better time to get there. If there's anybody that can crack the code to get help your hell, I believe it's those two people. And I says, you know, and the hardest part for everybody is to take a week out of your life and go down there, and the expense of, just the expense of staying and eating when you're on the road, and then from there move forward, you know. And it's like, but if you don't do something soon, you know, and not you, but I mean, if speaking in the narrative, everybody's got to do something every day, and the longer you put it off, the farther you get from reality. And it's hard to fix stuff when you don't even know how to fix it, and everybody tells you, no, it can't be fixed.
Well, it is a difficult thing. You know, all kinds of things can damage the body, but it can repair itself with the right approach.
Tell me this.
Yeah, Joe, you're talking about this three-phase welder, and shortly thereafter you mentioned lightning. And I'm thinking that lightning is a remote form of the arc of a three-phase welder. I mean, when most people weld, they weld using their arms. Okay, that means that this arc is within 3 feet of their face. Right? Isn't that correct? So we have lightning on two sticks. When the two sticks, the welding, when the ground and the hot wire join with the welding rod, you've got lightning at the end of your hand. And you've got massive amounts of ultraviolet rays. You've got visible light in probably every frequency. Plus you've got a massive amount of electromagnetic radiation. That's like the worst thing you can do, I would think. But we haven't thought about that. I mean, because you can see the light and you're told, you know, wear this welder's goggles and helmet to protect you, and wear leather gloves and wear a leather apron to protect you from the sparks. See, we know all that. But the magnetic field, the electromagnetic field, is massive. And I don't think I don't think anybody has ever been trained on keep that thing away from you. Keep that welding box away from you.
Well, here's something Miles told us, that in Europe, primarily Germany, they have special clothes that, not leather, but special clothes that push the weld, the arcs, the energy away from your body. Unlike here, we couldn't find it anywhere.
Joey, there are several other points that I have.
I'm going to hold this.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you would, because I'd like to also talk about DMSO. I'd like to talk about castor oil and vision, and B-complex for vision. And I'd also like to mention Rich Sheevan. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy, Joey in Michigan, and me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.